Oh, right, of course. Wrong sports. Never mind.
Rian, you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Oh, that was very messy, wasn't it? You see what we're doing there? You know, I was all set for that whole system, and I thought, where are we going, really? No, we can quite rightly say...
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, with Rob Nichols and friends.
Exactly, it's most amazing. It is issue 512 versus Crystal Palace, Fly Me to the Moon, in which we'll be saying, Josh McEachran, Josh McEachran, Josh McEachran, and various other things during the course of the programme. Welcome, Rob, to an August scenario. We almost didn't think we'd have the paper edition, but we do.
We're here yet.
Exactly. So, great news as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
And so far, quite a reasonable start to the season, really, overall.
I mean, lost 1-1-1.
Exactly. balance. That's. Of course, you know, there are those of us who are most concerned this weekend about what's taking place at the Rockcliffe training ground, because the under-18s of Middlesbrough take on board a side from Manchester who lost 6-1 to Chelsea in the last under-18 match. So, hopefully things will work out.
All right.
It's under-18s battles.
Priorities.
Exactly, but clearly there is a Crystal Palace thing that's coming through as well. We'll be talking about Bernie Slavin still being a legend. We've got a few new names for the whole piece, including Josh Hollis. We've got a special presentation. Yes, start of the season, and already Rob Nichols has already picked up a piece of pottery. So, yes, he doesn't even know it yet, but it will be presented during course of the show. Exactly, it's exciting, one thing after the other. And, of course, Stanistan, all the classics are there. But first, of course, season has started. You could actually say, looking at the results there, we had the first friendly, Bury lost 3-2 to Scunthorpe. They then, of course, went on to beat Bury 2-1 in the first leg of the...
in the first round of the...
Capital One League Cup, exactly. Yeah, Capital One Cup from that point of view. So Gillingham away tie beckons, which is always good, to head down to Kent.
Next Tuesday.
See the heels, exactly. And, of course, Barnsley. Oh, we don't really like to talk about that, but...
No. Defeat at Oakwell. Yeah.
Indeed. But great news, as I say, because clearly keeping the 3-2 popularity scoreline going. Yes, it's not just, you know, playing Southampton if you're in the Premiership or Queen's Park Rangers, but 3-2 is obviously the balanced scoreline. Great news for a 3-2 win.
And three goals from 30 yards, roughly, you know. Three tremendous blasts from outside the box.
Looking indeed at the Rob Nichols Facebook page, I was intrigued to find that there were people there who claimed they'd never actually seen a goal for over 3 years of attending various games.
Yeah.
Or three awards, which seemed bizarre, but never mind.
I don't think I've seen many games.
I felt as though it was a hanger gyratory moment that was coming on from that point of view. So, great news as far as that's concerned. I mean, is there a feeling of optimism? Is there a sort of, we're just not sure at present? I mean, you've got, obviously, not only have we got Josh McEachran, you've got Jonathan Woodgate.
Yes,
Jason Steele has some experience with Team GB.
Yes, he does.
There's an Olympic theme there for that. Well, he started the game and then in the friendly, so
he did. He's got the confidence of being selected in the squad.
Exactly. And of course, we've got Leadbitter. You've got other sort of signings from that point of view.
And
it's obviously not a done deal, but what's the feeling now?
Yeah, I think people were feeling quietly confident during the summer. We did quite well in the friendlies, and obviously a new sort of team was emerging. I think, well, obviously it was a bit of a setback at Barnsley. It was 4,000 fans went, so you get the idea from that people were fairly confident about going into the season. But I think Tony Mowbray was a bit down in the fact that a lot of his key players were out for that game. And some of those key players will still be out against Crystal Palace. But we bounced back in the way that we needed to, which was where we need to win, really, is at home. That's what we suffered from last season. And you'll find Bernie Slavin talks about that in the fanzine quite a lot, about, you know, the home thing is what counts. And we bounced back with three superb goals from distance, and two of them coming from young academy graduates, which says a lot for the future. But I think Adam Reach, in particular, looks like he could have a big say this season. I think he'll be battling against the winger Carriol, who's not yet fit. But I think when he becomes fit, I think the two of them will be battling for the same position. Perhaps different sorts of players, but both offer a real threat going forward down the flanks, and both offer a bit of pace as well, which is something we've lacked in the past. So 1-1, lost one. We'll see how it goes against Crystal Palace. This is a to use the Olympics and the This is a marathon, not a sprint. And as Reading showed last season, that you and Man United always show in the Premier League, apart from last season, that it's after Christmas when it really matters. And if this team can gel quite well, we can add a couple more to it, and perhaps an experienced forward, for instance. Then we can challenge at the top, I think.
We haven't spoken about Emmanuel Lendersmar. We haven't spoken about George Friend. Obviously, you mentioned Adam Reach for the Sky. Presumably, this club stuff comes out there. We'll talk about some of the other newbies as written about by Paddy Dillon. We mentioned Dan Thirlwell. Claire Bloomfield, I see, has also. So at least articles are coming in, which is good news from that point of view.
Yes.
This is Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion to issue 512. Of course, that would be the Crystal Palace edition. Sorry, I'm getting into a Reach moment there. It's not going to work, is it, really?
No.
You can tell, you know, it's those early season blues where you think, no, you don't want to go S Club 7, you want to do this.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
Charles Ather of Ather & Co. has important information for anyone injured in an accident at work. Go on, Charles.
Many people don't realise that in law, employers have a huge duty of care. Even if your actions contributed to the accident, you may still be able to claim compensation.
So even if you think you may have been partly to blame...
Yes, talk to us, and we'll be able to advise on whether you have a claim.
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text CLAIM to 81400 now. That's CLAIM to 81400 now. Choose the one you know.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Pharma Nord is the chemist to call for your nutritional needs. All of our products have been built on scientific research to help with your health. Pharma Nord can even help in such areas as senile dementia, strokes, and Alzheimer's. All our products are made in accordance with pharmaceutical standards and guidelines. And all our products are just one call away. Call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989. That's 01670 519989. Or visit pharmanord.co.uk. Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
The
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and a high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides a perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential, elderly, EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308 188.
Bradley, BBC2's Borough Commentator, and listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
That was your cue, Rob. You see, obviously, it's almost like a pre-season game. I mean, we've got our musical cues.
A little bit rusty.
Yes, clearly. Yeah. Just sort of walking our way through there. Bernie, still a legend, or is that a legend?
Well.
But Bernie Slave in the summer of 2012 turned from a dream holiday to a total nightmare. Bernie tells us how he was first taken off the air and then bounced back. No gagging order will hold him back. Share, Rob, what was this tragedy?
He came back from Australia. Obviously, he's famous for not enjoying flying. Mm. But he conquered his fear, went to Australia for a few weeks, came back, went straight to Newcastle. Must have been a bit jet lagged, actually, because he didn't break his journey. And then was ushered into a meeting by two executives of Real Radio to be told that their contracts were terminated as of then. They were about half an hour away from a programme, and thank you very much, lads. But 3 months, you get your money, severance pay, but you can't. It's the usual thing, but you can't commit for 3 months.
I mean, the answer surely is obvious. Fly me to them in the podcast. We can actually, the contract will be, £0, £0 to start off with, which is great, working on that sort of incremental sort of...
Well, it's funny you should say that, but it's not a million miles from what's happened.
Yeah.
A girl from Coast Radio with a K, which is a small, not-for-profit station on the internet in Northumberland, heard their plight, offered them... some airtime.
Did they want to perform? Did they want a platform to actually work through that? Did they want to perform on a platform? Yes, they did. Interestingly enough, this comes after Bernie Slavin actually has four asterisks. Always said what be with businessmen, they don't give a asterisk, 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 asterisk.
Yes.
It's amazing. Double asterisk in various ways, asterisk squared. So we might see Bernie in the studio then.
Well, he's actually broken his 3 months. Silence, and he's on the radio. He argued that if he waited till the end of October, the three legends might have been
forgotten about.
Yeah, and it's middle of the season. So, but he's going out through Coast Radio with a K, and now they've got FM frequencies through Star, which broadcasts around Darlington, don't they?
North Yorkshire, Darlington, Angel of the North. We could have squeezed him into Siren FM if
available. Pulling together lots of stations.
So. We can work through that. Dan Thirlwell, a new name to the annals of Fly Me to the Moon. And at least I thankfully pronounced annals in the
proper way. You did very well.
Who knows what could have happened there. Dejection? Failure? Letdown? No. This is typical Borough. The warning has been there for an eternity, passed from generation to generation. Don't get your hopes up, lad. This is Borough. They'll only let you down. I used to say the same about Manchester City. That was solved, all sorts of things from there. This is quite a mature piece, actually, from Dan, because he used to sell magazines as well for you.
Oh, that's Josh Hollis who used to.
Oh, right. Dan Thirlwell's never sold a magazine in his life. Never mind.
You never know. Might have done.
Might well have done.
He used to write for us quite a long while ago.
So he's decided to...
He's returned to the fold.
Excellent. Because I couldn't see a Kadeem Hussain.
No, I have seen Kadeem today. And he said, the season started, hasn't it? I said, yes, it has started.
Kadeem, the ultimate fan.
Yes,
absolutely. He knows exactly what's happening from that point of view. The season started, hasn't it? Yes. let's move on to the aforementioned Josh, who you said has actually moved from supporting Fly Me to the Moon by selling programmes and all the rest of its pieces to actually writing for it. So his particular article focused on what?
Yeah, because he's off to university soon for his, I think it's his second year. We won't say where it is, but it's a city by the sea where the team plays in red and white stripes.
Yeah, this is all I can say, right?
But he's a media student, and he's just sort of saying Well, it's very good of him to say that from his work experience and from the things that I've published and from also from getting his first job selling the fanzine, it's been like a really big influence on his life so far. And just asking everyone to support the fanzine, which is brilliant, this season. And they've had a fantastic response. I've had over 100 people have subscribed, which is more than they've ever had before. So it takes the pressure off us on a Saturday. Should it choose, as it normally does on the first Saturday of the season, to absolutely pour down, then...
I think we're scheduled for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking at the bank holiday weather.
It happened last season. Yeah. So, I'm really thankful to those 100 people who've subscribed, because it'll ensure that we can do another season, which is brilliant. As you rightly said at the start of this programme, I didn't think we were going to be coming back.
There was that uncertainty. Well, we knew that the podcast was going to return.
We did.
And we did say that we'd juggle things from that perspective.
Yeah. But
obviously, as I said, the podcast in many ways is the aperitif to the hors d'oeuvre, to the superlative main course of the fanzine. And a little quote from Josh, which I think is wonderful. Now, I don't care if people think this piece is sycophantic or even on the point of vomit-inducing, as long as it encourages at least one more person to subscribe to FMTTM. It is part of the MFC experience and needs to be supported by as many as possible. Whether it is simply a fan who enjoys a half-time read or a young writer like me given a start, this fanzine means too much to too many people for us to let it go.
Ah.
Marvellous.
Very good. I'm filling up.
So, onwards from then, let's talk about the aforementioned George Friend.
George Friend.
And Emmanuel Lendesmaar. And let's of course, Jonathan Woodgate back on form. Hasn't been injured as yet. So
no, he's made a good start, 2 matches. Oh. He was injured in the close season, but that doesn't matter.
We kind of expected that to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, George Friend's been playing at left back. If Joe Bennett returns from injury this weekend, I think I fancy Joe Bennett to return to the team, and that George Friend will be like the backup left back, but... And I suppose back up centre back, but I think from looking at any team in the country, you need 4 centre backs really, because
and strikers.
Right. Yeah, they're the positions that are very vulnerable to injuries and especially centre back suspensions as well. You can't think of any pairing that lasts the season. So that's the nature of it. So I think George Friend's going to be. Well, he'll be more than backup, because once he gets into the team, then he has to be displaced. I think the same will be said of Seb Hines, who's very unlucky not to be in the team. But at the moment, we've got a fantastic pairing in Woodgate and Williams. They'd be difficult to think of any other pairing in the league that are going to come up to their mark. Ledesma is a young lad who's stepping up a division, and so therefore, I think we've got to give him a bit of time. But he's got a very high work rate, likes to take people on, looks like he enjoys the game. So whether he's starting at the moment, but if we do buy someone like Ishmael Miller, which looks on the cards, then perhaps Marvin Edmonds comes fit, then perhaps he will be back in the squad.
Ishmael, of course, played for the boys from the Etihad Stadium in his early part of his career. That's where he started.
Did he? He's played a few clubs
at certain.
Yeah.
And Paddy Dillon's description of Lendesmaar, extremely refreshing. Nobody has ever been this excited to sign for Borough in the club's history. Looking like a Euro Millions winner who's just downed far too much Coca-Cola before bed. The excitement of leaving the large industrial sprawl of Walsall was clearly too much for Lendesmaar to rein in when he reached the promised land of Teesside's large industrial sprawl. Great stuff there. Okay, it's time for the award. For duties above and beyond the scenario of obviously being back with fanzine and a whole stack of other scenarios there. We haven't even mentioned Lenny Lawrence as yet, but editorials personified, etc. I can proudly present you, Rob Nichols. Mr. Middlesbrough, Rob Nichols, editor-in-chief, Five Timber, with the official Midrake Drive Morning Edition Siren FM, Southside Broadcasting sister station, Diamond Jubilee Mug.
Oh.
There we are, one of a rare edition of only 30.
30?
30 actually produced. So there we have it.
Oh.
In your own capable hands there, to be cherished every time you think of some of our sister stations, the work, etc. It's an official prize there. So you see the first, not exactly silverware, but at least the first pot of the season.
A cup.
Well, exactly, literally.
A cup.
Exactly. A cup has now been reached. was worth waiting for, really, wasn't it? You know, a few minutes ago. Let's talk Crystal Palace. I don't know why, because as many people once said, we'll never go to Palace. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Lenny Lawrence, of course, he played such a part in Middlesbrough's history, and so on.
Absolutely. I think the record has played two, lost two so far, isn't it, Crystal Palace? So it's not a great start of the season. They've lost a few players as well, I noticed. But they've still got Wilfried Zaha, the winger, who played for the under-21s at the Riverside and looked very dangerous when we played. We played Palace twice in about 3 days last season at Selhurst Park, and he was the substitute in the first game that we won and tore us apart when he came on. And then in the second game, he started the game and we were beaten in the cup. And they, of course, went through to the semi-final of the what was the Carling Cup, and were beaten.
Different sponsors these days, of course, cards out.
That's right. So yeah, they're a dangerous team, and Lenny Lawrence, a wily old character who is guiding them from off the field, and great advisor for Doogie Friedman, I think, isn't he? Who's only about 38. So they'll be difficult opponents, because Lenny and Doogie will have some sort of. They'll have a plan. Definitely have a plan.
Yeah, they'll have a plan. I mean, I would have thought Tony Mowbray is sort of thinking about things. I think Tony, they will have a plan.
You know? Yeah, I wonder actually whether we might be tempted to keep Friend as the left back against Zaha rather than bring Bennett back. That's interesting. Whether they'll be influenced by. I think they would have brought Bennett back if he's fit, but they might be influenced by Zaha's pace in wanting to make sure that there's somebody who's very defensively sound against him. We'll see.
These are the critical questions. We haven't even mentioned Claire Bloomfield's piece, but I see you also said that you can actually follow Claire Bloomfield on Twitter, if you wish, really.
Yes, she writes for quite a lot of other people, actually.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, you didn't say you have to be an exclusive from
our
point
of view. That's an exclusive. I'm quite pleased to get it, she's busy.
Well, you see, obviously recognises the quality and the importance of the whole thing.
Yes.
And she actually sort of refers to a number of sort of aspects in the programme, which I'm tempted to say, look, you want it, go and buy the magazine. You know, go and get it sorted out yourself. It's, you know, quite. There's only so much we can actually do in this whole system, basically. What do you think we're going to read the whole thing?
Yeah, that's right.
It's not just talking books, etc. We've got a few quotes, a few other bits and pieces. It's tough love. That's what we like to say. Yes. Tough love on that basis.
It's a teaser.
Sorry, it's just sort of shooting through the sort of notion of chariots of fire once again there. So it's just getting sort of locked away there. Okay, how do people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon and get the major paper copy, Rob?
Well, I'm glad you said that. If they email me at robshrug, as in shrug of the shoulders, robshrug@gmail.com, or go to the website www.fmttm.com. and click on subscribe. Subscribe things all over. It'll cost you about £35 this season. We'll throw in this first back issues, and we're doing 17 issues this season. We're not doing like 23 or something, because we
one for every home game. It meant, as you said on your Facebook account, that for the game in midweek against Burnley, you could get there whenever you wanted to. Really, you didn't have to be outside early. You could chill out for a minute.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
excellent stuff.
So it's one every weekend game. Yeah.
A special mention, if she is actually listening, for a member of your family who actually is in the James Cook University Hospital at present.
Yeah, from my mum, who's in the hospital at the moment. Hope she's recovering from operation.
Yep, no, indeed so. So, there we are. We've done the subscription details. We're back on form with that. We've had our little excerpts, 30 seconds worth of music in various ways. It just remains for us to say... 7 final words, really. You know, and it hasn't been a big. It hasn't been a big routine. All right, we've had the first cup of the season. We've obviously the first the traditional curtain raiser in times past. We've had the whole studio full of folk, etc. No, we thought we'd keep it.
Keep it.
We'll see. Things happen during the course of the season. So those last 7 words, which close this audio edition, the podcast of Fly Me to the Moon, companion to issue 512, Crystal Palace, are of course.
Come on, Borough! Up the Borough!
Fly Me to the Moon. The podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.